Now, if you want us to die, keep doing what you're doing. That's the head of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, who's speaking at the Federation's annual general meeting, which is taking place in County Carlow today. They're set to hear how the organisation's recent survey claims 41% of pub owners say their financial situation is worse now than it was a year ago. And Pat Crotty is with me on the line, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pat, good morning to you. And is that the message that you're sending to government loud and clear, that whatever's going on, whatever's being done, it's not saving anybody, it's harming the industry?
Correct, Gerard. Thanks for having me on. Yes, the pubs have had a difficult situation for a number of years. It's only been exacerbated by the additional pressures that have come on this year with the price of fuel and things. But the government are the ones who have changed the model over the last several years with various and different costs that they have increased and increased without ever having a conversation with publicans to say, look, is this the right speed to be doing this at, even if we all agree everything, or can you afford to do it? And the position is that they have put costs on that pubs can't afford. And as a result, at the end of the year now, they're not even breaking even. And the ones that aren't breaking even, there's no friendly bank managers. They won't be around as soon as their savings are gone.
Okay. And you feel it's an existential threat to pub survival in rural Ireland?
But absolutely is. I mean, this is, it's government driven, it's government created, and it is one that is going to kill some, and if it kills enough, the we'll never get them back. And we have an extraordinary asset for social, cultural, connectivity, tourism, every thing that is good in any community, the pub has its finger on and is an assist to or support for. And we all know this in your average world, from births, deaths and marriages and everything, you end up in the local pub, and it is the place where people get together and have always done. And they're just not going to be there. And we're going to end up with social isolation. We're going to end up with people drinking at home, drinking unhealthily, doing all sorts of things that would be undesirable, and there won't be any fix for it, because when they're gone, they're gone. They won't be bringing them back.
Pat, what would you say to the argument that, look, notwithstanding the energy costs and what you're saying about the cost of doing business and government introduced schemes affecting that, that a lot of this is driven by lifestyle changes. That's nothing to do with the government. That people have decided they're drinking at home and they don't go to the pub in the same way they did 20, 30 years ago. That's what's really hitting your sector.
Yeah. There is a certain amount of that, but as long as the pub has existed, there has been changes in habits and lifestyles, and that's over centuries, and the pub has survived them all because the pub has been able to adapt. The problem this time around is that the changes that are happening are not, one of the reasons why people are not coming out is because the price of the pint in some places is too dear, but it's only too dear because of the costs that government have put on them. If we could afford to sell it out for less and have a full pub, we'd be doing it. I mean, we're not trying to push people away. We'd like to have them in, but if they can't afford to come in, we can't afford to sell it any cheaper.
Pat, you're saying that the 9% VAT rate, not enough for pubs. Won't make a difference when it comes in July.
It's actually, yeah, people don't understand this, including politicians that we've spoken to, don't understand this, that if you're a traditional Irish pub on the side of the road that doesn't sell food, the change in the VAT means nothing to you. It only affects people who sell food. It's going to help them to try and make a profit on the food. But if you don't sell food, there's no assist in this at all. But the pub that doesn't sell food has had all the same costs that the food pub has had put on them over the last number of years by government. And there's no assist, there's nothing there for them. They're just to have to paddle their own canoe and try and survive.
And that's the issue you're saying. You're saying, look, this isn't enough. So you're asking for a tax
that
credit.
It's not that they're excluded. Yeah,
It's not helping. It's not enough.
There's a whole sector of people who are affected by government costs but who are completely excluded from the process. Yes, and as you say, we're asking, one of the things that people give out about is the fact that government comes up with universal measures all the time, from children's allowance to the 9% VAT, where you'll argue that there's people who don't need it are going to be beneficiaries of it. In this, we're asking for something that will only help draft beer. So there'll be no off-license, there'll be no supermarket that sells alcohol getting any benefit from this. It makes it affordable for government, it makes it targeted, and it will help the people who need to help. The small rural pub are the ones who will get the significant benefit from it.
Do you have any idea what the cost would be of such a tax credit? Pat?
We do indeed. We've had it costed by an economist, and it could be somewhere in the order of 70 to 75 million, which would be a tiny percent of the percentage of the cost of the VAT change, a tiny percentage.
And would that only be for pubs who only serve alcohol, or would it be for all pubs, including the big companies that run pubs, let's say in Dublin and Cork and other cities? Would you be able to separate
it
out?
Yes, it would.
Is my question.
Yeah, well, no, you can't. You see, it's like even when you're targeting a measure, yeah, it's for all pubs, so that there will be pubs. Yes, Temple Bar would get the benefit, but a benefit
Can you understand what other industries would say then? They would say, hold on a second here, you're going to have some operators, some huge companies that operate large pubs, maybe large hotels as well. The cost of the Exchequer this year of the VAT reduction is €232 million from July to the end of the year. It'll rise to €681 million next year, and some of the biggest companies in Ireland will be benefiting from that. And then they'll also be able to get your tax credit on top of it at a cost of €75 million to the taxpayer.
Yeah, but if you think of what we have done also in terms of targeting, which the 9% VAT doesn't do, is that we have capped it. It's only up to a certain level, and up to a maximum of 20,000 of a bandwidth. And a 20,000 difference to a pub on the side of the road in Kerry or in Kilkenny, where I come from, would be a huge benefit to them being able to stay alive and able to plan to do something with their business. To a pub in Temple Bar, they wouldn't even notice it. And the total value of support that would go to the pubs in Dublin would be a tiny percentage of the total relief, because of how we're targeting and laying it out. You can't bear them all together, because we're in a democracy. If there's something that is good for the goose, it's good for the gander, but we're targeting as best we can. If someone can come along and show us how to target it better, while not excluding people who are citizens of the same country as us, we'll take it on board. But this is our version of it that comes in at a reasonable price, but for a maximum benefit for the people who need it.
Yeah, okay. Pat, a publican contacted the show and said that they're paying rates, paying licences, yet in their locality recently there was a Holy Communion party, and the host purchased kegs in the off-licence and were able to set up a full bar themselves, and they can do that legally. There's no need for pubs anymore, unfortunately, says this person. That's another element of pressure that they're under.
Yeah, well, and there's lots more examples of things being done legally and illegally that are not helping the trade to be viable. But if we can get people to afford to come in the door, I think your average person would prefer to go to the pub to be sociable, whether they drink a pint or drink a bottle of orange or a cup of coffee.
What sort of response do you think you'll get for your plea, particularly for this tax credit and for a change in tack from government to help the industry?
Well, we have already kind of road tested it with a reasonable number of members of the Oireachtas, and we have got a fantastically positive response. They see the value, they see the merit. Your average TD is on the road around their constituency. They could be holding their clinics in some of these pubs. They can see that the hardship that's going on and that help is needed. And hopefully they'll be able to influence their ministers when it comes to budget time.
Pat, finally, 128 pubs on average closing per year. Is that going to be the story again this year, do you think? Or will it get worse if things don't change?
It'll get worse. It used to be 112 per year up to about 5 years ago. Over the last 5 years, it's increased to that on average, which means the trend is getting worse. And it will get worse unless government changes the cost base. And because this government has broken the model that used to work. If we had the same model again, it's up to the publicans to make it work.
Okay. All right, Pat. Listen, we'll leave it there. It's Pat Quatty there, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, their AGM in Carlow today, making that call for government to change tack and some of its policies, some of the regulations they're introducing, the costs, the licensing, and looking for a tax credit specific to pubs that serve alcohol. Would you agree with that? Get in touch with us on the programme.